be great.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Boyd County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, February 6th, 2024. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet the department heads, elected officials. Sarah Doty, Boyd County Auditor.
Good morning.
I'm the board chair.
I got all of our rooms booked for ISAC. Busy outside today. There's a gas main that was hit out here, so when we leave today, if you guys could all go that direction, it'd be great. Other than that, just business as usual.
Thank you. Colvin Durst, IT.
Good morning. Just keep busy like always. Nothing really new to report.
Thank you, Colvin. Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Gas main here today that they hit over there, so said nothing's coming up in our sewer, so we're good there, but got one of the guys kind of monitoring that situation, so we don't have to evacuate as of right now, but they're keeping an eye on it, so
good to know.
Lance on site, see how it goes.
How long would that happen?
I don't know, half hour.
8:13.
4 minutes ago.
How long?
Have an agenda item.
8:13.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
8:13.
Shannon Prado, Emergency Management.
This is Gina's last week in the office, so I'm just trying to soak in as much as possible. Working on some grants and working on the weather spotter course that's coming up that I mentioned a few weeks ago. So just keeping busy.
There'll be a lot of soaking to do. Gina is a font of knowledge.
You know.
And experience.
Yes.
Thank you, Shannon. Jared Glasser, Land Use.
Morning. We have a couple of board appointments on the agenda for Zoning Commission and Floodplain Advisory Board. Apart from that, we don't have any subdivisions up for review. For the most part, just keeping busy as usual, so I don't have anything else to report.
Gina, I saw your personnel action on the agenda. Any parting words of wisdom?
Just want to say thank you for 28 and a half years. You can blame Joel Bainey, Bill L., and Tim Hoshack for the last 28 and a half years. They were on the hiring committee when I was hired. I've learned a lot from all of you, and I hope that you will support Shannon same way you supported me. I think she's going to do great. The commission did a great job of hiring her. Enthusiastic, and I think the county's going to be in really, really good hands. So, yeah.
No, you thank us. We should be thanking you for the 28 years. Well,
thanks.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
I'll put a third on that, friend.
Thank you, Gina.
You bet.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. So we are working on the Ranger House and then Stars Cave. We're kind of in a holding pattern on Stars Cave. The state wants us to do some documentation regarding a possible need for a floodplain permit. I think this is a bit egregious, but so we had to get a contractor in there to estimate the cost of the work that we're doing, even though we need work ourselves. And then if it's more than 50% of the value of the building, which I think is like $1.2 million, then we need a floodplain permit. So thanks to Jared and Zach, we're working with them. I'm all for the floodplain ordinance and controlling things inside the floodplain, but like really this is largely cosmetic that we're doing. So it seems a bit much that we're having to do this. So it's sitting in our timeline back. We're still kind of doing some cosmetic stuff in there, but keep moving along. Nature Center staff has got some owl prowls coming up. If anybody wants to go out hoot with the owls at night, call the Nature Center and sign up for that. We are capping the size of these because it turns out owls don't like a big crowd when they're out courting their suitors. And so so you have to call and register. I think we've already sold one out. We've got them every Wednesday this month, starting on the 14th, I think. So if you want to get on that, call the Nature Center. Otherwise, we finally got our authorization from the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. So we are now moving forward with the development of Big Hollow. We will be releasing an RFP today or tomorrow, probably, looking for contractors to do the concrete work for the sidewalks around the beach and the fishing jetty and all that kind of stuff, the ADA improvements that we need, and then an electric contractor for the campground, for the campground expansion. So plan is to get those RFPs out, select them at the March board meeting, and then get them started as soon as the weather allows. I'm gunning, who knows what we'll get for contractors and what they're available, but I'm gunning to have that campground ready to use by Memorial Day weekend. Now, I know that's a pretty aggressive timeline, but we'll see, I guess. But, so anyway, that's kind of all the things we got running back.
Have they, you got that handicap to get down at the beach?
Yep, that's all part of the RFP.
That's part of going around the beach, yeah?
Yep.
Great, that's been a long time coming, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, yep, so it'll be that. It'll be the fishing jetty below the campground, and then a walkway from the fishing jetty over to the kayak launch dock, so quite a bit. And then, depending on how the bids come in, we have alternates added in there as well for handicap parking, accessible ramps to get to these spots, paving some of the campsites, because we struggled with that. So, yeah, let's see how the bids come in.
Thanks, Chris. Natalie Stepper, Warren County Recorder.
Good morning. Everything's good in the recorder's office. I have nothing new to share today.
Seems strange.
Hi, guys.
To pass carryover when she's here.
I never thought I'd be back here either. She has a customer comment.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Just keeping busy, really don't have anything to add. I would like to thank Gina for her years of service. I've enjoyed working with her over the years very much, and look forward to working with Shannon. So thank you, Gina.
Thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
We're just busy.
You've got that glazed look in your eyes.
Just same as last. We're just we did meet the opioid settlement task force. Did meet last week. We have some really good proposals on some things to maybe spend some of the money on in the very near future, and so hopefully some of that is some equipment for the law enforcement agencies, and maybe some research possibilities, kind of to find out what, not necessarily the state problem is, but what our problem is. Krista's working with the University of Iowa on that, and then we're looking into doing a deferred prosecution program of some sort within our office, but with a treatment component. And so we're going to be meeting with ADS to kind of get that done, but hopefully within the next month or two we'll have a proposal and a resolution for you to at least approve some of the funding. Go to a narcotics analyzer, actually two narcotics analyzers. Basically, it's very CSI stuff. They slide the stuff into the machine, and the machine tells them if it's heroin, fentanyl, methamphetamine, marijuana. So my days of being mad at CSI for having machines that can just identify something by looking at it, I guess, are over. But other than that, we're just really, really busy.
Thanks, Lisa. Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're busy like everyone else. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We had some problems with our vaccine refrigerators last week, and so I want to thank Colin and his team and Rami and his team for helping us. They were very busy and even actually helped us over the weekend to make sure things were up and going. So I appreciate all their help. Other than that, we're just keeping busy.
Thanks, Krista. And we'll have Brian Carter, County Engineer, bring it home.
Ken Hyman.
Health Agency of Southeast. He's got his sunglasses on, his collar pulled up, and his head down.
The reason we did that, Ken, we didn't want you to forget, because Brian's going to take a while.
I can't beat them today, I don't think. We do have a lot going on within the new region, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa. We've been having special meetings about creating policies for the new region. So a lot of Mondays I'm in meetings for that. I heard that the new behavioral health bill dropped yesterday, but I haven't actually had a chance to see it. So, I mean, I have it on my computer, but I really haven't had time to look through it yet. So the Legislative Review Committee, I'm sure, will be reviewing it soon, and we'll get more information. But at this point, I know they were talking about combining mental health and substance abuse and changing it to behavioral health. Instead of regions, it would be districts and things like that, but that's going to be something to look through and see what it looks like. So that's all for now.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Brian Carter, Des Moines County Engineer.
Good morning. We kind of moved into a little bit mild weather again, so I think the guys are out trying to do some blading on the gravel roads. Kind of a balance. It's still February, and the last thing we want to do is make things worse, but we are going to try to improve at least some potholes. I know they can't get ultra aggressive, or we'll just make a mess. So we'll see how that goes, and hope that we don't get a wet snow right after we've done it all and set ourselves back. But it's kind of a no-win situation. Like I've always said, realistically, you prefer winter where you freeze in December and you thaw in April, and the rest of it's frozen, and we haven't had that year. So. So the guys are out doing what we can do. We're finishing up our last round of spot rock today, so that will, if we get our way, that'll be all the rock we haul for the winter time. So we did wrap up those two locations where somebody put salt out. Between those two locations, I think we spent over $10,000 in rock, which would not have been necessary at all if it hadn't been done.
Not to interrupt you, but we talked about that a couple, 3 weeks ago about putting salt on those roads. I don't know whether you might want to describe for the press the actual results of somebody doing that, or two people doing that,
or two
incidences.
The reason I say that what we want to happen is we want, you know, things to freeze up in December, like frost to get into the ground, and especially in the gravel roads, and then for it to thaw in April, is because during most of the winter, when you're on gravel roads, you're driving on frost. You know, it's the most firm condition you can have of a gravel road. You don't get potholes, you don't get ruts, you don't get any of that. Plus, it actually protects the rock because you're not, you know, soft. You're not getting kind of the conditions we've had. So during those ice events last week, somebody got impatient in two different locations. One was a shorter stretch, we're going to call it, at a school bus stop. And somebody threw out, I mean, there are the only two roads in the whole county that had this happen, so we didn't get to see them. I've talked to some residents that didn't see it, but semi-confirmed my suspicion, I guess is what I'll say. But so what happens is that salt does its job. You know, first of all, the ice that's there is barely anything. So it goes straight through the ice, melts the ice, but it also continues to melt the frost. Just basically drops vertically into the frost layer until it dilutes to a point that it doesn't go any further, which in these locations was anywhere from 6 inches to 8 inches to even a little bit further. And you end up with absolutely nothing there, no structure at all left in that rock, other than it's almost like a rocky soup and almost impossible to get through. And then on top of that, we also got 1 inch of rain in the middle of that entire thing on Thursday night. So that's why we don't put salt on gravel roads, is because it's not a guarantee it will happen, but it is absolutely a possibility. And when it does, it is extremely expensive to deal with. To give you an idea, the one to the south, which was a longer stretch, we ended up having to put 2 inch clean in, which doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but
big rock.
Hold up your fist, and that's about the size of the rock we had to put into that road just to create a base for people to drive on. And it still was kind of like jello, but it was solid. So it's just very expensive. I mean, that's just money we weren't planning on spending, and that's the way it goes. So those decisions have impacts, I guess. Anyway, so that's the short of what Saul can do. But anyway, other than that, we have very busy time in the office. We've got quite a few bids going on. I mentioned last week that we bid the golf course road. That was through the DOT. I'm hoping to have those contracts on, well, I'm hoping to have, of course, we signed the contracts online now. Becky handles that. But we'll have an item on next week's agenda regarding allowing us to move forward and approve all those contracts on your behalf. So I anticipate that next week. Possibly a couple other things. We bid the rock contract haul yesterday, and those numbers are on Becky's desk. So I don't have those for you right off the top of my head, but we did that. And we bid dust control for yesterday, which came in right around what I was estimating. I'll get a final number to Cheryl for that. We have pavement marking bid Wednesday afternoon. And then we have a bid for a small bridge in the bottoms we've been talking about for a while. It's down at 160th. That's bidding next Monday. So all sorts of stuff going on. Lots of stuff to get moving for this summer. And otherwise, we're still working on stuff for the future. So plenty of things. And I do want to also mention, I think all entities can mention it, need to be keeping attention for Senate files, House files to be coming out. The emails started flying last week regarding a couple House files targeting secondary roads. People need more than do, particularly senators and House representatives. There was one bill that showed up that was less than a page long and had all to do with hiring requirements for motor grader operators. So I'm assuming, I don't know, some representative's cousin wasn't happy about the motor grader operator in front of their house or something dumb like that. But that's what we need to do, is make it harder to hire people now when it's almost impossible to hire people as it is. And then there was another one which was really targeting the DOT, but they ended up throwing counties into it. So I spoke to Representative Collins about that because I think he was part of it. So I had a discussion with him last week, and he was very open to the conversation. I applaud him for that. And I actually talked to him about both of them. But I guess my point is be paying attention, because some of that stuff can hide in the background fairly easily. And I wouldn't have known about these. Somebody, one of our local engineers, came across them or something like that. I didn't hear them from ISAC. So something to mention. It's I don't know, silly season? I don't know what to call it anymore, but it's
bill season.
Bill season. I have a different term. but either way, there's a lot of stuff going on that legislative level that certainly can impact us. So something to be watching for. That's all I have.
Thank you, Brian. Correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
We have email from American Ordnance, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 7, has approved Class 1 permit modifications submitted by the Department of the Army at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, IAAAP. The Resource Conservation and Recovery Act Hazardous Waste Management Permit issued to the U.S. Army with an effective date of September 28, 2018. Required permit modification located in Appendix C of Attachment 111-5 Contingency Plan dated June 24, 2023. Additional modification includes spill prevention, control, and countermeasures. Plans document Appendix G-RCRA Hazardous Waste Management and the list of contacts. Emergency contact with Revision 1 dated October 23rd, marked as currently identifiable information. If you have any desire to review the plan, please contact the IAAAP's environmental coordinator. All requests will be submitted to the Army Security Office prior to any information being released to protect our national security. The point of contact is Ms. Amanda Smith, environmental coordinator, at 319-753-7908. Sincerely, John Dunlap, Lieutenant Colonel Logistics Commanding. This will be on file at the auditor's office also if anybody wants a refresher on that phone number or wants to make that contact, that information will be available. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claim in the amount of $1,334,127.72.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $106.83 and non-cash taxable claims in the amount of $16.65.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Resolution for the appointment of Deborah Carol Jones to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission. To whom it may concern, I wish to be considered for the County Zoning Commission vacancy. Citizens have a responsibility to participate in various roles in government. I live within the 2-mile zoning area south of Burlington and operate a child care business in my home. I have lived in Des Moines County for over 40 years. I owned a farm on Plank Road for 30 years. I sold it to my son and moved to my current residence. I have no intentions of moving within the foreseeable future. Sincerely, Deborah Carol Jones. So, whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves appointments to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission, whereas Commission Member Ron Brewer has submitted a letter of resignation, and whereas Deborah Carol Jones has expressed interest in serving on the Zoning Commission for the remainder of his current term, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Des Moines County Board of Supervisors accepts the resignation of Ron Brewer from the Des Moines County Zoning Commission. And further be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby appoints Deborah Carol Jones, 5784 Summer Street, to the Zoning Commission to serve the remainder of the term expiring on January 4th, 2027.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Very fortunate to find someone willing to put some interest in serving on that commission. It was somebody that met our qualifications that we were looking for. And it actually turns out we'd actually worked with her previously on a home occupation permit for that child care business she referenced. So it was, she reached out to us. She found out the notice for the open position. So might have actually reached out to her if we hadn't heard any from anybody else, but she reached out to us first, so we really appreciate her interest. And we also thank Ron for, he's been on the commission now for over 10 years, so he was also helpful enough to give us a heads up about being interested in resigning, so we had some time to look for a replacement. So it's worked out really well all around.
Okay, we have a resolution for the reappointment of Ron Wunderlich and appointment of Jeff Stewart to the Des Moines County Floodplain Advisory Board. If there's no objections, I won't read the letters and resolution unless someone requests that. See nobody requesting me read something.
Move to
second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Another really good situation there where Jeff Stewart is actually a friend of Jeff Bergman, who's resigned. His term ended at last summer. We hadn't reappointed, the board meets very infrequently, so we hadn't appointed anybody yet, but he recommended his friend, Mr. Stewart, and he seemed interested, so. And Jeff Bergman's been on that board pretty much as long as there's been a board, back to the mid-90s, so he's definitely trust his judgment on who he would recommend. So I think that takes care of all our boards and commissions for the foreseeable future. So
we forward the board's thank you to all those individuals.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, we have an appointment to the Veterans Affairs Commission. The Des Moines County Commissioner of Veterans Affairs would like to recommend Tom Rowley as the replacement for Francis McAllister. This would become effective immediately upon your approval. Anyone want to hear Mr. Rowley's? My name is Tom Rowley. I'm a Marine Corps Vietnam veteran. I'm interested in serving as a Des Moines County Veteran Commissioner if a position becomes available. I'm a member of the Disabled American Veterans, American Legions, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and Vietnam Veterans of America. I also served on the Mississippi Valley Veterans Memorial Committee from start to completion. I served on the Danville Community School Board District and was a Pleasant Grove Township trustee. I would like to serve to help make sure our veterans are taken care of and receive what they're entitled to and help veterans in any way possible. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Tom Rowley.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Our thank you to Mr. Rowley. Okay. We have the resolution. We have the Des Moines County Compensation Board recommendation. Would anyone like to speak to this? Would you like me to read the minutes?
If you want to read the minutes, that's just fine because I'm not Dan, so we're not giving a dog and pony show. So. Sorry.
I'm going to see what that would look like.
Meeting of the Des Moines County Compensation Board of January 24th, 2024. The Des Moines County Compensation Board held a second meeting on January 24th at 5 p.m. to review the proposed increases recommended during the December 21st, 2023 meeting. Mr. Heelan called the meeting to order. The minutes from the previous meeting were reviewed. The Comp Board discussed why they are called for another meeting. At the previous meeting, the Comp Board recommended increases for fiscal 24-25 as follows: 5% supervisors, county attorney, recorder, treasurers, 7% auditor, and 25% sheriff. The concerns are the Board of Supervisors, when presented with the increases, can reduce the recommendations, but all must be reduced by the same percentage. If the Board of Supervisors reduced the sheriff's increase by half, this would greatly affect all the other elected officials. The Comp Board discussed options, and they could either lower the sheriff's increase or increase all the other elected officials' increases to make the increases more comparable if any reductions are applied by the Board of Supervisors. The county auditor provided a comparison of her salary to state officials, and the county attorney provided information comparing her current salary to state officials, and a copy of the Iowa Code County Attorney's Associates survey. Their current salaries are considerably lower than state officials. Iowa Code 331.907, paragraph 1 states, the County Compensation Board annually shall review the compensation paid to comparable offices in other counties of the state, other states, private enterprise, and the federal government. Then the code describes how to set the sheriff's comparable. Ms. Johnson provided a spreadsheet showing the last 9 years of recommendations by the Comp Board and the increases approved by the Board of Supervisors. The Comp Board reviewed the last 2 years' recommendations and what the Board of Supervisors approved since the Back the Blue bill took effect. More discussion was held, and Mr. Walsh motioned to approve 20% for the sheriff, 12% for the auditor, and 10% for all other officials. The motion was seconded by Mr. Worley. Motion passed unanimously. Proposed increases for fiscal 24-25 are as follows: 10% for the supervisors, county attorney, recorder, and treasurer, 12% for the auditor, and 20% for the sheriff. Mr. Worthy motioned to adjourn, seconded by Ms. Roberts. The meeting adjourned at 5:15 p.m. The compensation board members will be notified when the suggested increases will be presented to the Board of Supervisors. You gentlemen have any thoughts? vote, and you can make a motion to table this to a future meeting.
Well, I've got my thoughts, but we've got negotiations coming up this fall.
Well, that's
a different
what to do with this. I guess my thoughts are I would lean more toward the county increase of 3.25%. Those are just my thoughts.
I've got one in here. Cutting it by 67.5%. That's where I'm at.
That would be the.
And then I get the 3.25. And then we get a 3.25 to supervisors, auditors. Or not the auditor, the county attorney, the recorder, and treasurer. Then that would be a 6.5 for the sheriff. Keep you up from that's where I'm at on that. 3.9 for the auditor. Any thoughts on that, Shane?
Well, I was waiting to see where you guys was, but I was at a bare minimum of cutting it in half, so I think we're on the same page. We like to keep it uniform if we can. That's what you're thinking. You would need a motion. Making a motion, Jimmy?
I'll make a motion to cut it to 67.5%.
Cut it 67.5% or cut it to 67.5%?
Cut it to
67. In other words, you want to get that would be twice.
That'd be
twice
three, the, 3.2 and
a 3.2 would end up
2.5%
and
auditor would end up 3.9.
Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Can you say those again so I can... I didn't hear what you said for
her. That is to reduce those proposed increases by 67.5%. Fireworks show July 5th, 2024. And it's been paid and moved to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Class C liquor license for 34 Raceway, Premier Dirt Promotions.
Move approved.
Set.
You can't have a race if you don't have a beer.
That's an interesting thought. Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a janitorial agreement for the courthouse, health department, sheriff's department, and county. I'm guessing Mr. Wiesner will.
Yeah, this is for the annual agreements for the cleaning for the all those buildings. So this is the current cleaning provider, which is Porter Cleaning Services. There was no raise from the previous year. So the annual amount for the health department is $4,320. For the courthouse is $36,000. $8,880 for the sheriff's office. $6,960 for the county attorney's office, for a total of $56,160 for all those combined. So, had a few challenges here and there, but overall they do a pretty good job, so they work with us really well, so we appreciate that. So we'd recommend approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Personnel actions. For the emergency management and the auditor. Let's do the auditor first. We have Sue Poling, payroll first deputy, a 12-month step increase with a new rate of $56,974.15. Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. The next one's a little sadder. Gina Hart, emergency management coordinator. Retirement. The phase is effective.
Never.
The 9th, Friday. I would work the hell out of her this last week. Last opportunity. This is a sad day for the county. It's a great day for you, and we're excited for you. We hope you have a wonderful retirement.
Thank you.
And, grandchildren to spoil.
Oh yeah.
Carrie can't stand it.
She came back, so you will too.
I was going to say, you're taking note of this.
They
and
all
you
come
are
back.
All
and you are always
your
welcome.
Breath, okay?
Who's going to take Renee to lunch every day?
I know. She's already complaining.
Gina, you've been a tremendous blessing. You'll be missed. And again, your 28 years has been greatly appreciated.
We've had great people to work with. I've said it before, and it's truly been a team effort by everyone. And we can't do it by ourselves at all. So, thanks for everything.
Move to approve, and thank you again for all you've done for the county.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
If you can, please make sure to stop by her retirement party on Thursday, 3 to 6 at the Sheriff's Department.
And Kevin's buying, right?
Well, we do reports. Is there anything you'd like to report from your office?
Yeah, my apologies for being late. We had an incident happen just about 10 minutes before the meeting. I have somebody in custody, a road rage incident, and he took off from our deputies, but all is well now. But with that, we've been quite busy, have a lot of projects going on. I think the board's pretty well aware of what we have happening, radio projects and whatnot, and just kind of getting things in order for that. And our jail's full. We're at 93 adults this morning and plus three juveniles. So that comes out to 16 out of county right now, plus the three juveniles, so 16 adults out of county. So I was going to see about maybe scheduling a work session for next week if we want to explore that option of looking at that exercise area and maybe just discuss if we want to see what that kind of what costs we'd be looking at for that and maybe possibly move forward with that in the near future and just see what our options are.
Good.
That's about all I got.
Thanks, Kevin.
Do you have any new information about the gas leak?
Which gas leak? That would be a no.
Okay.
I saw the trucks out there when we ran out for the incident we were dealing with, but that's about it.
About 15 minutes ago, they got it shut off.
Okay, we have reports from the recorders. Reports of fees collected for January 2024. Veterans Affairs reports of fees collected for December 2023, and Veterans Affairs report of fees collected for for January 2024. Treasurer's cash on hand, December 2023, and Treasurer's semi-annual report from December 2023. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. Regular meeting of January 30th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
And we can canvass results of the Burlington North Bottoms and Levy and Drainage District elections. Please be advised that the trustees of the Burlington North Bottoms Levy and Drainage District set the tax askings for the district for 2024 to be $25,000. Please advise if you have any further questions at this time. That's not something the Board of Supervisors approves. They were just letting me know, or letting us know, they have taxing authority. They can set their taxes anywhere within legal limits that they want. At least that's my understanding. Okay. Okay, we have a total of six ballots. One, two, three, four, five ballots. Five. Check my math. We have five ballots, all for Andrew Hope.
Mike Bales from Andrew Hope.
I would entertain a motion to accept those.
I move to approve.
My country, right? You didn't have to pick.
Well, I thought maybe two out of three was enough. We could outvote you anyway, even if you say there's six or seven. You know, we need to stamp the, Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Is there any other business? Future agenda items? I think the sheriff would like a work session next week.
Yeah, if we could do that next week, that'd work for my schedule.
Committee reports.
I had a conference board meeting. That's all I had. I think you attended that too, Tom.
A GIS meeting and just one of the budget. We'll be getting some new flying over this summer, I believe it is, to give us some new graphics. That's about it.
Yeah, I attended a conference board that you were at, 911 water. I forget which meeting you were at. Anyway, Joe and I were there. We approved the fiscal 25 budget request and appointed Barb Kelly and Steve Stoller to the Board of Review. And I attended the COPCO meeting, the City County Health Insurance Board. We received fiscal 25 health insurance rates, about a 4.5% increase in premiums. And that's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, is there anybody from that's in attendance that would like to address for comments or questions? Mr. Hessler. And I apologize, could you give your name for the record?
Bob Hessler. As a member of the Danville Fire Department, I've worked many years with Gina, and she has provided all the county fire departments with plenty of training. She's been great to work with. I'm sure she'll be missed.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm sure you're right.
Shannon will do the same, but
I'm sure you've got her trained well.
We've been trying. She's been a little overwhelmed, I think, with everything, but that's part of it.
What?
You got a minute left, Carter? You got anything else to say?
No. Why would you start him out?
You're not going to be under 5 minutes.
Nope.
Nope.
I'll defer to Ken.
Kevin, yeah, get on YouTube and watch that road rage at Alderman. Two guys are in a road rage and the traffic slowing down. And he notices this guy's got his window down, so he lets the guy go around and he pulls around the car over there and he goes through and he just splatters all that water all in the side of the car.
Of course, that can go both ways. I saw one recently, the same thing. They had a policewoman. She was being interviewed for TV. Rain in that huge puddle of water next to the street. And it's a lane's down there. All of a sudden, here comes a police car. And he swerves over in the parking lane because there's nobody there. Speeding up all the way and gave her a shower.
That is amazing.
Hey, I did forget I had the E911 board meeting. That's why I wasn't making the other one. And we're looking to get new equipment for communication. You wanna add anything on that? We're getting real close to it.
Sure. It's been a long time coming. In conjunction with the EMA, Emergency Management Board, and the Descom Control Board, we're adding consoles. That was a needed piece of equipment to give us the ability to upgrade our radios and our communication system. So the transition that we're looking at is moving to the Iowa State Interoperability Communication System. That will allow us to have the interoperability with state agencies, and throughout the migration, law enforcement is going to start. Fire is going to be have the ability to communicate on ISX, but they'll remain on their primary system right now, which is a VHF system. But then the plan is in the next 3 to 4 years to migrate everybody over completely. So we'll be all in the same system, and that's really the where emergency communications are going, and we're going to get everything upgraded. Right now we're in a bad place. We're at like 70-some percent communication throughout the county. The standard is to be at least 95. This will get us there, and we'll be where we need to be. So appreciate everybody's efforts and all the support to make it all happen.
Good news.
Yeah.
Not hearing the phone ring or the
I
shutter
turned off. I thought Brian was going to start talking. So.
with an I, we're adjourned. And we have an exempt session.